And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Ellie Kinnaird. All right, I did it. I admit it. I bought a winter jacket from Walmart and in another county. It was time to replace my warm winter jacket. Being a Depression-era kid, I surveyed all the possibilities before making my decision. The prices ranged from over $200 at our local stores to $100 from a catalog. Then I thought, well, it won't hurt to just look at Walmart. $20? Yes, $20. Then I asked myself, how could a store possibly sell a winter jacket for $20? Immediately, I knew the answer. Underpaid Chinese workers, bad working conditions, lax safety standards, and environmental damage from the plant. And low-paid Walmart employees without health insurance. What to do? Could I send money to the worker in China? Ridiculous. Give up the bargain price? How about a contribution to United Way in Chatham County for a Walmart employee? I wrestled with my conscience and finally settled on a contribution to the Interfaith Council. I don't understand why the richest family in the country that makes money from its low-paid workers pays them the least in the country. And we subsidize Walmart by paying for food stamps and Medicaid for those workers. The consequences of our purchases are real. That's why fair traded products are cropping up. After the Bangladesh fire and building collapse, I wrote the retailers of my favorite clothes about their safety standards and their manufacturers. No answer. Are these legitimate moral questions? Should we not shop where we suspect workers are underpaid with no health insurance? Where we suspect the product was manufactured under dangerous and near slavery conditions? If so, how do we deal with it? This is Ellie Kinnaird.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.